Bezus Hashem Yisbarech, our halacha topic today is a very big one, an important one. And this is the question of Psik Reshe Delo Nichale. Let me frame the question in the following manner. Let's say an individual forgot and did not turn off their sensor in their house before Shabbos. The alarm was turned off, but the sensor, which on the alarm pad has an LED light that indicates whether people have gone in or have gone out, is still activated. Is it, and how is it, permissible for an individual to walk in his house on Shabbos if this cold light, this LED light, is going to be on and off? This actually emerges, our sugya is the starting point. There is a machlokis over here on the bottom of Chaf Tes Amud Beis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon in regards to Dover Shana Miskavin. Let's just flesh out that machlokis. Rabbi Shimon is of the opinion that any time an individual does an action which results are not inevitable. In other words, in our sugya, we learned that an individual is going to drag a bench, and it is not definite that the bench will cause a furrow in the ground. The halacha is, according to Rabbi Shimon, even if it does, and even if there is a chance, and even a significant statistical chance, as long as it is not an overwhelming possibility, the halacha is that it is mutter. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. He holds Dover Shein Miskaving. If there is a chance, one is not allowed to do it, even if his intention is not to make the hole, but rather his intention is to move the bench from place to place. The last Tosfos on our Amud comments that the instance in which Rabbi Shimon says it's permissible is only talking about a case of where it's not inevitable that the prohibited action will take place. For example, we had spoken about someone who was a store owner who was wearing klayim to show to his customers. As long as he doesn't have the intention to have hana, in such a case, we say that it is permissible according to Rabbi Shimon. Tosfos comments, that's only in a case where it's not inevitable that he's going to derive benefit. It's in a case where he has other clothing, another raincoat that would protect him from the rain underneath or above. And in such a case, then he's not getting definitive hana from the klayim. This is the description, Moda Rabbi Shimon v'psik resha v'lo yomus. There are even Rabbi Shimon agrees that when it comes to something that's inevitable, then he's going to be chayiv. Psik resha actually means the cutting off of a head, and Rabbi Shimon commented later on in Masechet Shabbos that if you cut off a head, in those days they would use the head of a chicken for children to play ball. They would sew up the head, stuff it, and children would play ball. Rabbi Shimon would concede that even though the intention when killing the animal was actually not to kill the animal at all, he just wanted to get a ball, nevertheless, since of course you can't cut off the head of a chicken without killing it, one would be over the Yisur of Shochet. This position that of Rabbi Shimon is modem sikreshe brings us to our next level. So we have Dover Shein Miskavi. If it's inevitable, then it's considered a sikreshe. And then we have a third level. What happens if it's inevitable, but the result is not one that the individual is interested in? For example, Tosfos in Ksuvos on the Vav and Aleph quotes a machlokes between the Aruch and the Ri, that if a person stops a barrel with a cloth, and when he takes out the cloth, it's inevitable that that beer, in that case it was a beer, will fall to the ground but be squeezed out of the cloth, and that is an Iser Doraisa of Schita. In such a case, do we say that the individual is considered over according to Rabbi Shimon? On the one hand, it's a Dover Shein Miskavin. When opening up the barrel, his intention was not at all for the beer that was squeezed to the ground. On the other hand, it's a psik reshe, therefore modi Rav Shimon psik reshe. On a third hand, it's lo nichale. He's not interested in the beer that's coming out. So that's a big machlokas between the Aruch and the Ri. The Aruch says it's permissible. However, in Shulchan Aruch, in the end of Simon Shin Chaf,
We paskin like the Ri that says that by psik reisha de lo nichalei, it will not be acceptable. According to the Mechaber over there, the only instances that's going to be mutter is where it's not a psik reisha.
What would the halacha though be if we were not talking about an iser d'oraisa? We would only be talking about an iser d'rabbanan. This question brings us back to the case of the censer. The individual is walking into the room. Most definitely, the censer is going to go on. It's an enum eskavim, but it's a psik reisha. One could very much argue lo nichalei. He doesn't care whether the LED light is going to go on and off. So here we paskin that psik reisha lo nichalei is aser. Could very well be, according to the Ri, it's considered on a d'oraisa level, as if he had done the malacha. Nevertheless, when it comes to Issur d'Rabbanan, do we say the same thing, and it will be asur or not? The Mishnah Brura in Sif Katan Nun Zayin and Simin Shin Chaf clearly says a psik reisha lo nichalei is going to be asur on a d'Rabbanan as well as in Simin Shin Tes Zayin, Sif, Katan Yud Ches, and these are not the only places that the Mishnah Brura gives this psak. It would seem then that according to the Mishnah Brura, it would be Aser. One of our special Rabbeim in Yeshivas Rabbeim Yitzchak Lachanan, Rav Mordechai Willig, has a very compelling shir in contemporary halacha at Ritz, and it is written in his Sefer on, in Sefer Am Mordechai on the topic of Psik Reshe, where he argues that Tosas in Shabbos on Kuf Gimel Amid Aleph clearly differentiates between Isurei D'Arais and Isurei D'Rabbanan. He develops the Svara of Tosas as well. What the distinction between D'Araises and D'Rabbanans are. I've discussed this as well in detail. You could probably find it on YU Torah in the Shiurim to the Grus Kolo. That since the Isur is only going to be in Isur D'Rabbanan, Psik Reisha D'Lo Nichalei is going to be permissible. This is also the position of Chacham Avadi Yosef Shlita, based on the Mechaber in Simin Shin Yudalid Sif Aleph, that the Mechaber seems to say, based on a Trumas Hadeshen, that if one is going to make a hole that is not an Iser D'Araisa, only an Iser D'Rabbanan, see Shin Yudalid over there, the halacha is that if it's only a Psik Reisha, again, in a case of a barrel where he's opening and closing, but not to make a hole, the halacha would be permissible if it's only an Isur D'Rabbanan. Finally, as we mentioned in the Shir, Rabbi Willig Shlita brings down that the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa quotes from Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Orbach that in a case of where a person closes a box with flies inside, he mentions the idea that it could be that it's permissible because it's a psik reishe d'lo nichalei on an iser d'rabbana. As we pointed out, the quote from Shlomo Zalman there goes on to say that there is a Rajba, and the Rajba holds that could be when it comes to tzeda, there we don't say psik reishe. And Rav Nevinsal felt very strongly that Rav Shlomo Zalman was of the opinion, like the Mishnah Brura, that Psik Reisha de Lo Nichalei is going to be Aser on a level of Derabbanan. Nevertheless, there were Gedolei Poskim that were makel by Isurei Derabbanan Psik Reisha de Lo Nichalei. Rav Nevinsal followed Be'ikvei Rabo, Be'ikvei Mishnah Brura, that Psik Reisha de Lo Nichalei is going to be Aser even on Isurei Derabbanan. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes the background behind the Shaila of a censer that was left on. This could be applied to thousands of instances where one has a Shaila Psik Reisha de Lo Nichalei Mid Rabbanan. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes the halacha from Daf Chav Tes.